Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, New Beginnings Ministries. And today, we're going to discuss the basics of the kingdom. And in the here, we're looking at one of the scriptures. And before we do that, we'd like to start off with, we just have a prayer. Father God, as we come to you from grace, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word, which is like to eat and a light to our hands. Father, we ask that you would guide our words. Father, we ask that you would guide our hearts. Pray, Father, that you would just give us insight into the mystery of your word. And if those are listening or will be listening, they will be dead. We pray all that you do the cord and the be a blessing to we're going to start off with scripture and just going through scripture and just talk about scripture. I only have other people that are just sitting around the table just discussing the word today at this moment. And, you know, I am looking at actually empty chairs, so just you and I, hopefully, will like to call in, please, to we will just finish you. Thank you. The first scripture we'd like to look at is Genesis 1:1. For the basics of the kingdom. And this is the foundation of God's kingdom. Genesis 1:1 states, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So when we look at this, looking at the beginning, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God is the creator of everything, and all things in it was created by God. And if God is the creator of heaven and earth, that is being that as we walk on this earth, that we should give God the praise. We should praise his name. We should praise him for his infinite graces that he gives to us. We praise God for all things. In the beginning, God created the heaven, hallelujah, and the earth. So everything that we do, wherever we walk, whatever we come in contact with, God created. And that we should glorify. We should glorify. We should thank God for everything that we see. After all, heaven is what we're trying to reach. Basic of keep. Basic of keep. Just giving God praise. We walk on this earth. We communicate amongst each other. And we are all brothers and sisters. Right? He created all of us. And we're just walking on this earth, occupying this earth, so to speak. And we are to love. The next scripture is Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Now let's take a look at it. And if you have your Bibles and are following along, we're going to be so that you can get to it and sure that reading it at the same time. Genesis 1. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish, sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. God said, let us make man. That sounds like Adam. Who was given to me on earth. Can you imagine being on this and having dominion over everything? Walking on this earth with a lion, the bears, and all the predators that we think of. And we have to make everything is just getting along. There is no fighting among family. There's peace. He was given protection and power to multiply his own on the earth. But of course, we know what took place at that time. Having dominion of fish, of fowl, air, over the cattle, and over the earth. And over every creeping thing, snakes, whatever we are, have fear of, that we have to meet. God has given Adam the power and the authority to be able to walk amongst every living animal. It's just a weird thing. Yeah. But of course, we know what happened. Let's continue. We already know that this Adam was the first being supposed to have the rock on the beach. But he did not. Let's look at 2:17. Take a minute to go to 10 as we go. These scriptures. And again, we're looking at the basics of the kingdom, and I am just going to scriptures, we're just discussing what these scriptures mean. We're looking at Genesis give it to it is. And it says here, but of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Well, let's go off a little further. And it says, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. Because this was Adam's book, which is the time. Then she said, he did say, a tree of knowledge is good and evil. You should not. In the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. God had given is given power at that particular time. And he is saying that there is a tree in the garden that you can eat, that you can freely eat. This is the Lord God commanded the man. He gave an order, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely. So God has given man the opportunity to do as he pleases. This is, and what God is looking for is obedience. There are things that you can do, that you can eat, and then there are things that you should not do. And he's saying that when you do that, then you have disobeyed my commandment. The tree of knowledge, the good and evil. That is a tree. And it looks like that the tree of knowledge of good and evil was a delight to the eye. And when we look at the tree of knowledge, that was the tree that would make man wise. And at that time, everything is kept beyond the tree of good. And at the time that they do that, saying that you will surely die. And this is not a physical death, because as we talked about before, God had given power, he had given the authority to be able to walk amongst every creature on this earth. And the first time that they chose to disobey God, then that authority to be able to walk amongst the creatures, that they would become wise to the ability of each animal. There was knowledge that was given to be able to speak themselves as they were. As long as they refrained what
God has.
Time that chose to eat off tree of knowledge. They must go on. Let's continue on. See what scripture says as we go here with God. I'm talking about the basics of the faith. The next scripture, we move on. Let's look at Genesis 1:31. Let's take prophets and then pray. Brother Moore, discussion. So, during this time, Lord, we are all just left the scripture to share it. The line is off. Well, choose to all share with you. As we each of them be of the okay, I'm assuming that you're there in Genesis 1. And it states, God saw everything that he had, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were sixth day. God looked at his plan, everything is complete, and everything well. This is what we're talking about. I say this because it is easy. That's what. Look at that day and we'll take one part of the earth as it turns off of the earth. It turns as we take as God thought deep power. To avoid. We're going to move on to Genesis 3:16 through the 4. Genesis 3:16. God has deep work. This is different. Great to have you. We think you don't get aware to Genesis 3. So if you bear and the woman said, I will break the multiply you. Sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, be children. And unto Adam, there because we have to work through and eat me of the tree which I have made. There, you shall not eat of it. First is the first, the faith. And so you shall eat of it all the days of life. Thorns also and the fifth shall bring forth. And you shall eat the plant of the field. And the sweet and the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, that you turn to the for out of it be taken from the sun. You are, and unto dust shall return. Adam called his wife. His wife's name was Shelah. And Adam also, and to his wife, his Lord God, a folks in his clothes. The Lord God said, behold, the man is come to know good and evil. And also, he put forth his hand, take also the tree of life, and eat. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden to till the ground. So he drove out the man, he placed at the gate of the garden, the cherubim, which a flame of sword, which turned every way on let's just go back here, kind of just look at every scripture to talk about. So when we look at 16, it says, little one, I will greatly multiply your sorrow, children, your desire you shall be to your husband, he shall move. I will greatly multiply. Solid by the followers. That sounds like them. Deception, pregnancy, childbearing, he was planning on most. Almost as a part of which God. Table the children in the family. That time God is saying, your desire shall be for husbands to move in. This is man's life, children of life, and a woman's life. For a husband, she'll desire a husband, but that desire will bring forth children. In 17, Adam said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, you have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. First is the ground. And sorrow shall you eat of it the days of your life. It's almost like when Adam chose to part from the voice of life. That he is a counsel. It counts that you should not have this of God easy because of knowledge. It also sounds like brown. hurt. It doesn't hurt. PT. Going also this just before 14. It should be able to fight. At this time now, man, that a fiduciary deserves your grace. And we used useful vegetables, they were allowed to be the best. And they have privilege of the garden that God wants. Was the tree of life. Tree of life. Now they were able to also this week. They were able to the grain of connection of whatever that was growing. This is the strength of this. I will be able to stand from the tree of life. And the sweat of your face, the way of character. For out of it, would you take it? Well, that's to be the mind. Be shelter. Now, this sounds like almost like hard labor. Now, in the sweat of your face, it sounds like hard labor. Behold the man to the fifth and he and now that was if you take off his feet to them. Now the knowledge is there. More than just pleading thing or myself, it is no feet. But after eating from the tree of good and evil, now they can see the difference. Therefore, the Lord God sent it forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground. And it is forth out to choose. Get food, the vegetables, and everything that you leave from the ground, juice. But before that, God has given them the church just there. For the veil tells us, so we drove out there, he placed and placed our church behind the floor, turned it face to our gift. That sounds like if they were fit to enter, they were fit to enter into the garden. The dark. They was out of the dark. There was a God placed in the heat of the dark. Climbing toward the church. And all the stuff out. God's gift. Life is difficult. So, but we have to, what we have to do of our just is be obedient to God. God is saying that if we are obedient to His word, then He will supply our need. He will supply all of our needs. And all we have to do is remain. The basis of the feast follows the obedience. And then we will have peace in our life. That's what I love about God. And I think about Adam. That time Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. And God knew exactly where they were. He knows exactly what they are. When we do wrong, we know that something is wrong. We cannot. Let's move on. Scripture of ARS. Genesis 8:20. Genesis 8. And again, thank you for tuning in to Bob Talk Radio. We are the ministry that Bible study have discussions about. Right now, I'm here. There are usually others around. Just the word of time. I'm just wanting to speak briefly, of what Scripture is about. So, Genesis 8:20. And Noah built an altar to the Lord, to every fruit. Every clean fowl. And all the birds. All of the lost. Noah built an altar to every beast. Fowl. Birds. And at the time that offered sacrifice. Because we all do so many times. We look and we built an altar unto God. And you took that altar, offered sacrifice. Look at the Old Testament talk of sacrifice. Adam came, and he made a law that sacrifice. Now Noah is built an altar. Just don't give me checks. Genesis 9, 17. Genesis 9, 17. God said to Noah, this is token of which I have established. Peace in all flesh. This is a token. It was compass, man. The war. That was bitter. The ring. And that compass was that God saved. There was not any another stuff. As it was covered by God. No. It is possible. God. Okay. We have a couple of questions. I'll cover this in our God has given us promises. He has made promises. There are promises all through Scripture. And when we look at a covenant, as we spoke about last study, covenant is something that is honored between two of them. If this is done between the two of us, then we can come to the thing that nothing happened. I just need to watch. Are you? Will not fight? But I am going to honor. And God has this trouble of my son. That if we are obedient to his will, that there are promises God has made. There is that covenant. Jesus Christ has made the sacrifice for us. And all we have is his honor. Honor that covenant. Honor that covenant. God is a loving God. The more that we try to be obedient to his word, God honors us. Or God, if a child, almost a child, can apply, if they have a covenant between the two, and that covenant is that when you are away from, that we have come to an agreement that you are going to act a certain way, that you are going to perform, and your character is going to be evident. So therefore, as the Father, I am going to depend on you honor that covenant. So while you are away from me, you're going to honor that. And so I'm not going to worry about that because we have come to that agreement. And within that agreement, me being the proud father that I am, I'm going to smile. I'm going to be happy. Oh, you honor that covenant between the two of them. And there are going to be times where I'm going to be passionate. Because you kept your commitment. Hallelujah. So again, in 1917, that rainbow up to me, saying that there would never be enough. Let's move on to Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Genesis 12. Give you time to go through birth. Bible located scripture. Now the Lord said this to Abram, is it a blessing if God of your country from your kingdom and from your father's house to life that I will show you? Good enough. Hearing God's voice speak to him. Now the Lord is saying to you, get out of your country. Move from your kingdom, from your father's house. Pray, show. There's a time that you're supposed to. And I will make of you a great nation. I bless you and make your name great. Show your blessing. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. If you shall all Abraham at that time, righteous, I promise. One that honored God. It was obedient with God. He believed in the tradition and followed the tradition. As we watch to picture a bird, take time, quiet up. You can allow the Lord to speak to your heart, speak to you. And when God begins to choose, our children they see that we honor God. Children do just what to. Abram was not an adult. He was not. He held on to it. But our children, we are holding to our tradition. It doesn't make a difference how the world changes. But when we hold on to our belief of faith in God, God does reward. He rewards. And here he's saying that because Abram followed the word of God, that he should encourage the earth. See, at that time, he was in Haran, and he was to go to Canaan. And he's saying that if he did that, that there were promises that he promised the blessing. And through him, all the family of the earth would be blessed. Abram, Sarah, Lot, and all their houses. And as I say, maybe that it should be very two, they shall be a great nation. Three, to all the nations should and here is these promises of which the whole heart is enough. The whole body of this. Whole body. Look at the promises. Foundation. God's not first of all. And when we look at that, that is just before. In Genesis 11:31, it in Haran. 12:1-4, again in Shit. 12:7, again in Beth. 13, in chapter 13, which is seven. Promises will continue. Jacob 28:13, 14:5, 11:12. Abram was high up. Father Abram was father of a multitude. God is the thank you. We are at Genesis 26:1-5. Genesis. Again, I'm giving you time to go through scripture, go through the Bible, follow scripture. Just give us 26. And with the family, later, first. Besides the first family, and that was made, Isaac went to Philistine. And the Lord appeared to him and said, go not to Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you for unto you, and unto your descendants, of all these things. And I will perform the oath which I swore to your father, and I will make your descendants by our heaven, and will give unto you all. And your descendant shall all the nations of Abraham obey my voice, kept my charge, I command this at you. Amen. We'll go back and look at 21. Their families of the life of God's family. That was the day that Abraham and Isaac did it to Amalek, king of Isaac. That was a family thing. Isaac had inherited the bulk of his father's flock, and he was considered almost a and he could speak. And you think about it, Abraham, glory of God, Abraham over Abraham. Isaac was Abraham. There was none. Think about it. Isaac was born Abraham. There was none. Station here that he was 37. Oh, four. He was 50, Jacob. 75, okay. 100. 157, his turn. 107, Joseph. Oh, God. It's Joseph. Abraham lived 26:2, what if you have to say, go down to and dwell in the land which I should tell you. Here's a command God has asked him to follow. And because he was obedient to the word of God and believing everything that God said, they followed. Go into the land of the people of flesh. Want to you to get this eating all the earth. And I will pour the post just for it. There was a promise. There was made it. And God is saying, I will pour that post just for it. And I will make your descendants multiply as stars of the heaven. You think about how many stars in the heavens, moon, all in the now you make your descendants multiply as stars in heaven. And when he excuses, it was your descendants all. And in your descendants shall all. Be okay. I'll. These families are multiplying. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, say that again, talk about obedience. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. God is asking us to keep this charge, his statutes, and be committed to the word of God. And God is saying that if you do this, that he will do this to our children and our children's children. let's move on to Genesis 28, 1 through 22. Genesis 28. Again, those of you who don't get to talk about the basics of scripture, and economy, we've talked about. Normally, there are others who are at private study of what the scripture says. Those that like to call in and share their views on the scripture, it is open, and the telephone number to call in is 237-237-4054. You have opportunity to be connected to this Bible study and share our scripture. We've always come to connect around the world. Those who are not sitting at this table, but and not in the city, but up in other parts of the city, of a part of the state, join. What a blessing. Just to trust them. We're at Genesis 26, 1. That time there. I'm sorry, we're at And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, charged him, said, "You shall not take a wife, daughter." And Isaac called Jacob, blessed him, and charged him, said, "You shall not take a wife, daughter." So here it is. And God, who was gifted of wisdom, and he's passing it on. Arise, for you to go into Paddan, to the house of Azul, your mother's father, and take your wife out of the place. Three, God Almighty, bless you and multiply a multitude and give you the blessings of Abraham to you and to the descendants, that you may inherit the land which you are spiritual, whose God gave to you. And here it is there. They're blessed. God has blessed Abraham. And now he's blessed. And Isaac sent away Jacob. And he went into Paddan Aram until Lebanon, Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramees, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob, and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Paddan to take him a wife there. And that as he blessed him, he gave him charge, saying, "You shall not take the wife of his mother." And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, was gone to Paddan. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased Isaac, then went Esau to Ishmael and took beside the wives of Ishmael, whom took the wives of Mahala, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, sister of the bowman, to be his wife. He was the son of Sheba, Verse 21. It came upon a certain place to lodge at all took out of the stone place and put them for his foot a down in that place. And he made a whole ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven, and the whole angel of God. And he said, and behold, the Lord stood above him. I am God of Israel, your father, God of Isaac. The land in which you lie, to whom you lie, which you lie, to you I will give it, and to your descendants. And your descendants shall be the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all be told. I will keep you in a place where the spring will be, for I will not leave till I have done that which I have spoken. I think how God is with us now. I never be. This here, this keep all places forever. Wherever we go, God is called to be always born. And all we have to do is just be obedient to His law. God will not leave us. It is. It's just this. God is a spirit. But here I'm talking about Yeshua, I'm talking about these are they who hunt God just for day one. That's the and they and if they're they chose to pay God, this is their turn. Let's move on. Let's get Jacob picked up. They surely the Lord is this. And he was afraid. This is the house. This is the gate of heaven. From his grave, this is the house. And Jacob rose up early in the morning. Was born. He called the name of the city. Verse 20, they bowed, saying, God will be with you. I swear, I will give you. And I will give me and will give me bread to both. If Jacob bowed, I say, the God will be with me and will keep me in his peace. I will give me and will give me bread to both. So that I come in my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be with me. And the stone which I have set for pillars shall be cast out. All that be shall be cast out. Sure. presence of God. And there's tents that were built, you know, ever made was given back to the Lord, you know, or to be dead, and gain an opportunity to what? Then, or with God's preaching us, or preaching God, but if there's tens back to the church, the church, excuse me, it's about, see this, just Paul, he did it. Paul said this, we are in First Chronicles 10. First Chronicles 10. 29. First Chronicles 9. 8. First Chronicles. Therefore, David blessed the Lord for all of the congregation. David said, blessed be you, Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever. Amen. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are daughter, head above all. Verse 12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might. And in your hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Verse 14. But who am I? And who are you that we should be able to offer the will of this? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord our God, all of this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name comes from your hand, and it's all your. And here they're talking about You know, David had blessed the Lord before all the congregation. He blessed the Lord. He's pleased and he's rejoicing because the people are doing that congregation was giving willingly. They were giving with a willing heart. They were rejoicing. It was a blessing to give at that time. Because David was rejoicing. This was almost like a Thanksgiving prayer. His way of expressing joy is tough, or from tough. Now we look at this is really during this time to control in which David reigned. Because right after his, this king follows his, he goes out the temple. And he's just looking at all of this and saying, all of these riches which we have prepared for the building of the temple, everything that they are using for the building of the temple came from you. It wasn't from us. So why should not we build something for you? Because everything belongs to you. And isn't that the way it is? Everything in our lives belongs to the Lord. It belongs to God. It does not belong to us. So when we give what we have unto God, we're just giving back what we're giving to us. So should not we be happy? Should not we be rejoicing when someone gives us something when we have nothing and we give something back? But yet, when he gives it to us, he is still allowing us to have. He's not asking for it all, but we rejoicingly give back. And when we do that, we rejoice to give back, then God just increases what we have. It's all about attitude, folks. It's all about our attitude. And that's what it's saying here. That the attitude here is a happy attitude, a rejoicing attitude to return back to what was given to him. And again, we know that King Paul, the builder of the temple, but he was just happy that people were chosen. They were given with a glad heart, a happy heart, and they were people just happy about. Hallelujah. Let's continue on some scripture. Let's move on to Matthew 3. We have maybe about 4 or 5 scriptures. Amazing. Perfect word of God. So quick. John, thank you. Okay, we're in Matthew 3:1. And in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Well, this is he that was spoken of our prophet Isaiah, saying, "Voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, be prepared for the Spirit." three, one, two. So, yeah. Repent. God wants us to acknowledge Him. If you know that God is working, at this time, John the Baptist was really speaking about the sin of man. And God knows that we're not perfect. So what God wants us to do is recognize our mistakes, recognize our sins, and with a sincere heart repent and ask God for forgiveness. Ask Him for forgiveness. So David did. David was a man after God's own heart. All right, because he was only asking God for forgiveness. And that's what we're to do. Keep God on our mind, keep God on our heart at all times. And when we make a mistake, when we say something to our brother or our sister, we are to have God. God is that. God wants that. We come in and ask Him to forgive us with a sincere heart. And you notice I keep saying that. With a sincere heart. Because God looks at our heart. He looks at our heart. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Matthew 19:23. Give me a minute to locate that. Matthew 19:23 states. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And 24. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a rich man to enter. That sounds like a struggle. Give up what you have. And what this requires is a humble effort to break away from the temptation and from any type of idols, anything that we idolize, to break away from that in order to secure our salvation. That's a human effort. Okay? That is a human effort to break away from all of that, to secure salvation. The rich man. Money is an idol. God, as we talked before, who talked about from the beginning, Genesis 1:1. God created heaven and earth. So this money that we have, where does it come from? Where does it come from? Yes. It becomes an idol. Idolized. Dumb money. And those are just temptations. That's, you know, that we have in our mind, our human mind. And we have to realize that's what we give up. The God honors both that role. So that's a thing that we have to be sure that nothing comes from God. God is always first in our life. No matter what. Let's move on to John 18:36. John 18. John 18. Okay. 18:36. And Jesus answers. This is John 18:6. And Jesus answers, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to you. But now is my kingdom not of this world." Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight?" Jesus is all he's saying there, that my kingdom is not of this world. That where he comes from is not of this world, not of you. If my kingdom of this world, if this was my kingdom, then my servants, he's asking, would my servants fight? And in the word of God, it states that heaven is peace. It's peaceful there. What were you thinking about giving up someone like Jesus? Would they be thinking about giving up fire? That's a yes, his king. If Jesus just said, hey, so the difference you can hear fight. But the word of God. And last but not least, let's look at Colossians. Looks like we're out of time. I am going to the time that is breath. Read this last scripture for answers to the please think about what's the basic of the key of the basic foundation of the key of God. And praying that you Bible study or to your so until you have questions.